I'd like to start off today with the immortal words of Benjamin Franklin, which were, "In this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes." And boy, was he right on that. And to that end, I know it's hard to believe, but that dreaded time of year, tax season, is back and upon us once again. However, on this episode of Clear Path, your roadmap for life, we'll be discussing what could be a bright spot for many this tax season. It's a little-known IRS tax credit for retirement savers known as the Savers Credit. I'm your host, Al Waller, and joining me today is Catherine Collinson, CEO and President of nonprofit Transamerica Institute, to explain the Savers Credit, who can benefit from it, and how to claim it. So, Catherine, what exactly is the Savers Credit, and what do we need to know?
Al, in a nutshell, the Savers Credit is a tax credit that pays to save for retirement. This tax credit is in addition to tax deductions and tax deferred growth available to retirement savers. And since it's easy to confuse these three types of tax savings, I thought a good starting point for us would be to do a quick refresher on the tax benefits of saving for retirement.
Hey, that works for me. So could I get you to start us off by providing an explanation of these three tax benefits?
Sure. First of all, when you save for retirement in a qualified retirement plan, that is a 401k, 403b, or similar plan, or in a traditional IRA, you can get a tax deduction on the income that you defer. This deduction lowers your taxable base of income in that year, and you're taxed on the lower amount. However, down the road, you will have to pay income taxes when you take any withdrawals from these accounts, for example, when you retire. The second tax benefit of saving for retirement in the types of accounts I just described, as well as Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, is what's called tax deferred growth, meaning that your savings and investments can grow over time and that you won't be taxed annually on any capital gains within these accounts. The third tax benefit, which is the one that we're here to talk about today, is the Savers Credit. And the Savers Credit is a tax credit that lowers your tax bill dollar for dollar in the amount of the credit. So hypothetically, if you owe $1,000 in taxes and are eligible to claim $200 from the Savers Credit, then your tax bill would be only $800.
Well, Catherine, I think it's pretty significant that by claiming the Savers Credit, people might actually be able to derive a triple tax benefit. So I guess the question here begs, why don't we hear more about this?
Well, unfortunately, I think a big part of it is most people don't wake up every morning thinking about taxes. It's something that we generally think about once a year. And many people are just unaware of it. In my team's most recent survey, we found that fewer than half of workers are aware of the Savers Credit. I personally believe the lack of awareness may actually stem from confusion over the three types of tax benefits that we just talked about. For many people, it just might sound too good to be true to get multiple tax benefits out of saving for retirement.
Well, I don't know about you, but I was taught at a pretty early age that if something sounds too good to be true, well, it probably is. So, given these circumstances, it's really, I think, pretty unfortunate that a lot of people may be missing out on the Savers Credit. But, you know, here again, all the more reason I'm delighted we're discussing it now. To start things off, who's eligible to claim it?
Well, let me walk you through the eligibility requirement. Naturally, the Savers Credit is available to taxpayers who are saving for retirement in a 401k, 403b, or similar plan, or in an individual retirement account or IRA. And I also need to point out, rollover IRAs are not eligible for the credit. The Savers Credit also has income eligibility requirements or income limits as measured by the tax filer's adjusted gross income, or AGI. For tax year 2024, the AGI limit for single tax filers is $38,250. For heads of households, it's $57,375. And for those who are married filing jointly, it's $76,500. And I want to point out these limits will actually go even higher for tax year 2025. Other eligibility requirements include you must be age 18 or older, not a full-time student, and you cannot be claimed as a dependent on another individual's tax returns. I also need to highlight the Savers credit is not refundable, meaning that you're only eligible to claim the credit up to the amount of your tax liability. For example, if you don't have a tax liability, then you would not be able to claim the Savers credit.
So if I'm following you correctly, this could actually be available to quite a few people. And if that's the case, well, could you ballpark just how much people could expect to lower their taxes by simply doing this?
The maximum credit amount for individuals is $1,000, and for married filing jointly, it's $2,000. A tax filer's specific credit amount is based on how much they contributed to the retirement account and their adjusted gross income, or AGI. The credit is designed to be more generous for lower income earners, and then it phases out as the tax filer reaches the income limits. Our team analyzed the 2022 IRS statistics of income and determined the average amount of the credit to be approximately $190.
Well, I got to say, receiving any kind of tax break would be welcome any year, especially in this current environment of inflation and high prices. Now, here's another question, Catherine. What if someone didn't save for retirement in 2024? I mean, is it too late for them to benefit from the Savers credit?
Good news. It is not too late. Even if you didn't contribute to a retirement account in 2024, you have all the way up until the April 15th, 2025 tax filing deadline to open and make a contribution to an individual retirement account or IRA and have it counted as a 2024 contribution when you do your tax returns.
Well, I like the sound of that. So now that we've outlined the Savers credit, how do folks go about claiming it?
One thing to know about the Savers credit is the IRS calls it the Qualified Retirement Savings Contribution Credit. If you're using tax preparation software, it should automatically determine if you're eligible for the credit and guide you through the process to claim it. The same holds true if you're using a professional tax preparer. But I go by the motto, better safe than sorry. So if you are using tax preparation software, be on the lookout. And if you're using a tax preparer, be sure to ask about it.
Agreed. But what about those people who prepare their own tax returns manually, which, by the way, would not be me, or without the benefit of technology? What would be the mechanics of claiming the Savers credit for them?
Well, for many people, preparing your tax returns manually may not be for the faint of heart because it is so detailed. And claiming the Savers credit is no exception to all of those details. What you do is this. You start by completing the Savers credit form, which is the IRS Form 8880 and is called the Form for Credit for Qualified Retirement Savings Contributions. And it's a one-page form with about a dozen lines, but it's actually quite complicated. How you go about filling out this form, it's kind of in two parts. One, to determine if you're eligible. And then secondly, to determine what the credit amount would be. Once you've completed the Form 8880, you then have to transfer that information to the Form 1040, which of course has its own complexities when you are preparing your taxes manually. Once you do that, you should be good to go. But again, it can be fairly complicated.
Well, here's hoping this is enough to help guide our listeners through the process, as well as to shine a light on what to be on the lookout for. And as you noted, this admittedly sounds more than a little complicated. So I guess from my perspective, using tax preparation software would be a whole lot easier. Now, have you got any tips to help folks with their tax preparation?
The IRS has a service known as the Free File Program. And most taxpayers who are eligible for the Savers Credit are also eligible for the Free File Program, which makes professional tax preparation software available for free. And you can learn about it at irs.gov/freefile. I do want to point out that the Free File program is not 100% free. There could be an added fee for claiming the Savers Credit or other tax forms. And generally, there is a fee for state taxes.
Still, that said, it's pretty well documented over the years. Both of us really like a bargain or a good deal. So to that end, it's great that people can turn to these types of resources. So have you got any other thoughts before we call it a day?
I do. When shopping for tax preparation software or using the Free File program, be sure to do some comparison shopping of the products available to determine which is best for your situation, and be on the lookout for any additional costs for the Savers Credit in Form 8880, as well as any other potential forms that you may need to complete. As we always talk about on this show, it's good to do your homework. My other tips are this. If at all possible, file your taxes as early as possible. This can help speed up any refunds, and it can help reduce the chances of somebody filing a fraudulent return in your name, a trend which has been on the up and up in recent years. And then lastly, and this is one I'm particularly enthusiastic about, if you benefit from the Savers Credit and you get a tax refund, instead of going out and spending it, consider depositing it into a retirement account.
Got to tell you, Catherine, your plug for retirement savings just now was artfully delivered and, you know, I think sage advice. So good on you. And again, many thanks for your thoughtful insights on today's topic. And in closing, I'd like to remind listeners that even if you didn't save for retirement in 2024, it's still not too late. You can actually make an IRA contribution all the way to April 15th, 2025 to qualify as a 2024 contribution. So don't miss out on that opportunity. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller, encouraging everyone to stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening. ClearPath, your roadmap for life, is brought to you by Transamerica Institute, a nonprofit private foundation dedicated to retirement security and the intersections of health and financial well-being. You can find our podcast on WYPR's website and mobile app, wherever you get your podcasts, and at transamericainstitute.org/podcast. ClearPath, your roadmap for life, is produced by the Transamerica Institute with assistance from WYPR. The information provided here is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance.